Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
As for me, I like it when our teachers ask us to do some project. In my opinion, projects allow students to work together to show what they have learned. We work on too many solo activities throughout the day, and giving us a chance to collaborate is a nice change. Working together helps us to complete more work in a shorter amount of time. Plus, if we are confused about a concept, it is likely that our classmates will help explain concepts to us.
Speaker B.
Well, classroom projects are certainly more interesting than traditional paper and pencil tests, but I think they still do not reach every learning style or intelligence level. Our teachers always ask us to make presentations as classroom projects. I'm an introvert, and I find frequent presentations hard. My grades suffer because of them. If our teachers plan a variety of projects, or even let students choose what kind of project they'll do, it will be much better.
Speaker C.
I hate classroom projects. Honestly, we've all been there. It's 11:50 p.m., and your project is due at midnight. And there is one person who hasn't done their part yet. So you quickly scramble to do it yourself. Or when you have a presentation and you have no idea whether or not people in your group actually know what they are presenting on. It's so annoying. I prefer to do everything on my own, as I don't like it when I depend on other people in terms of my grades.
Speaker D. Our teachers always tell us that a classroom project is a perfect chance for us to learn how to collaborate with one another. However, I disagree with them here. Even if you know your group members well enough, some of them may not be able to work well together, especially if there are 2 people in a group who both want to be the leader. Compromise is certainly the key to getting through group projects, but it's just not always possible, in my opinion. Speaker E.
I think it's worth doing projects, but there can be a huge problem connected with doing a project in a group. Sometimes students are put together in groups by their professors, but these students can have conflicting schedules. Every college student has a different schedule. There are extracurricular activities and even part-time jobs that we have, too. I wish professors would take this into consideration when picking our groups for us and assigning group projects.
Speaker F.
As for me, I enjoy doing projects at school. First of all, I think students have more control over their education with project-based learning. They have to make choices and be responsible for their academic performance. Secondly, classroom projects enable students to understand the material much better. Thirdly, it's a great chance to improve your communication skills, as you have to collaborate with your group mates to complete a classroom project.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
As for me, I like it when our teachers ask us to do some project. In my opinion, projects allow students to work together to show what they have learned. We work on too many solo activities throughout the day, and giving us a chance to collaborate is a nice change. Working together helps us to complete more work in a shorter amount of time. Plus, if we are confused about a concept, it is likely that our classmates will help explain concepts to us.
Speaker B.
Well, classroom projects are certainly more interesting than traditional paper and pencil tests, but I think they still do not reach every learning style or intelligence level. Our teachers always ask us to make presentations as classroom projects. I'm an introvert, and I find frequent presentations hard. My grades suffer because of them. If our teachers plan a variety of projects, or even let students choose what kind of project they'll do, it will be much better.
Speaker C.
I hate classroom projects. Honestly, we've all been there. It's 11:50 p.m. and your project is due at midnight. And there is one person who hasn't done their part yet. So you quickly scramble to do it yourself. Or when you have a presentation and you have no idea whether or not people in your group actually know what they are presenting on. It's so annoying. I prefer to do everything on my own, as I don't like it when I depend on other people in terms of my grades.
Speaker D. Our teachers always tell us that a classroom project is a perfect chance for us to learn how to collaborate with one another. However, I disagree with them here. Even if you know your group members well enough, some of them may not be able to work well together, especially if there are two people in a group who both want to be the leader. Compromise is certainly the key to getting through group projects, but it's just not always possible, in my opinion. Speaker E.
I think it's worth doing projects, but there can be a huge problem connected with doing a project in a group. Sometimes students are put together in groups by their professors, but these students can have conflicting schedules. Every college student has a different schedule. There are extracurricular activities and even part-time jobs that we have, too. I wish professors would take this into consideration when picking our groups for us and assigning group projects.
Speaker F.
As for me, I enjoy doing projects at school. First of all, I think students have more control over their education with project-based learning. They have to make choices and be responsible for their academic performance. Secondly, classroom projects enable students to understand the material much better. Thirdly, it's a great chance to improve your communication skills, as you have to collaborate with your group mates to complete a classroom project.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют. 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Sophie. Long time no see. How are you?
Oh, hi, Ben. It's good to see you. I'm fine, thank you. What about you?
Oh, I'm fine too, thanks. So it's summer vacation at last. I'm so happy all the tests and projects are over, at least for a couple of months. What are your plans?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm planning to look for a summer job, maybe as a camp counselor. As you know, I love working with kids, and it seems like a fun way to spend the summer.
That's awesome. I thought about that too, but I decided to volunteer at the hospital instead. I want to see what it's like behind the scenes.
Wow, that's really impressive. Isn't it hard to get a volunteer spot there?
A bit, but I applied early. I want to see what it's like to work in healthcare, and maybe get some experience for the future.
That's smart. I want to gain some experience working with kids, so camp counseling seems perfect for me. It's also a good way to meet new people.
Have you applied yet?
Not yet. I'm going to a job fair tomorrow to see what's available. Hopefully, I'll find something interesting. Summer is the busiest time for camps for kids. I do hope they'll be interested in me.
Good luck. I hope you'll find something you like. I believe it's important to enjoy what you do.
Thanks. What made you want to volunteer at the hospital? It must be very hard to work there. It's not like you'll be able to breathe some fresh air at this job.
I'm thinking about studying medicine in the future, so I want to see if it's really for me. Plus, I want to help people. It's great to give back to the community, right?
That's a great idea. I wish I knew what I wanted to do later. Sometimes it feels overwhelming.
Don't worry, you have plenty of time. Besides, working with kids is super important too. You'll be able to gain some valuable skills.
True. Maybe we could both try volunteering at each other's places one day. It would be interesting to do.
That would be fun. I'd love to see what camp counseling is like. Maybe I could learn some new things.
And I'm curious about the hospital. Maybe we can arrange a visit sometime.
For sure. By the way, do you fancy going to the beach this weekend? It's supposed to be really sunny, and it would be a nice break.
I'd love to. Let's do it. It's been a while since I relaxed by the sea. We can get some food and organize a picnic.
I think I'll get a ball too.
It's a date then.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Sophie. Long time no see. How are you?
Oh, hi, Ben. It's good to see you. I'm fine, thank you. What about you?
Oh, I'm fine too, thanks. So it's summer vacation at last. I'm so happy all the tests and projects are over, at least for a couple of months. What are your plans?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm planning to look for a summer job, maybe as a camp counselor. As you know, I love working with kids, and it seems like a fun way to spend the summer.
That's awesome. I thought about that too, but I decided to volunteer at the hospital instead. I want to see what it's like behind the scenes.
Wow, that's really impressive. Isn't it hard to get a volunteer spot there?
A bit, but I applied early. I want to see what it's like to work in healthcare, and maybe get some experience for the future.
That's smart. I want to gain some experience working with kids, So camp counseling seems perfect for me. It's also a good way to meet new people.
Have you applied yet?
Not yet. I'm going to a job fair tomorrow to see what's available. Hopefully, I'll find something interesting. Summer is the busiest time for camps for kids. I do hope they'll be interested in me.
Good luck. I hope you'll find something you like. I believe it's important to enjoy what you do.
Thanks. What made you want to volunteer at the hospital? It must be very hard to work there. It's not like you'll be able to breathe some fresh air at this job.
I'm thinking about studying medicine in the future, so I want to see if it's really for me. Plus, I want to help people. It's great to give back to the community, right?
That's a great idea. I wish I knew what I wanted to do later. Sometimes it feels overwhelming.
Don't worry, you have plenty of time. Besides, working with kids is super important too. You'll be able to gain some valuable skills.
True. Maybe we could both try volunteering at each other's places one day. It would be interesting to do.
That would be fun. I'd love to see what camp counseling is like. Maybe I could learn some new things.
And I'm curious about the hospital. Maybe we can arrange a visit sometime.
For sure. By the way, do you fancy going to the beach this weekend? It's supposed to be really sunny, and it would be a nice break.
I'd love to. Let's do it. It's been a while since I relaxed by the sea. We can get some food and organize a picnic.
I think I'll get a ball too.
It's a date then.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody. And here we are with our weekly program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we are happy to have Mike Watson, the famous comedy actor and film director, as well as the winner of numerous awards. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me here today.
As an actor and a film director, are you upset when you see a bad movie?
In my opinion, films have unparalleled power to influence culture. Of course, it bothers me to see that power abused. It appalls me when that power is abused to make money, to show irresponsible acts or even violence, and essentially give people a Roman circus in a movie theater for $10. I get upset after seeing some films. Some of them are completely awful.
Do you see your job as kind of a responsibility then?
No, I mean, anybody can do anything they want. But the power of films to move, the power to serve as a mirror for our society, the power to spread a sense of humanity and make people laugh, never stopped to impress me. Chaplin made the whole world laugh for the very first time at the same things, and with no words. Film is truly a universal language. Like so many things, I wish it were used more as a weapon of beauty rather than a weapon of ugliness.
Have you always wanted to be a film director?
I've been a genuine film fan for about as long as I can remember. I've always been crazy about movies. And then I went to Stanford and was considering which graduate school to apply to. And I wasn't even thinking that I wanted to be a film director. I was thinking that I wanted to go to a film school. I just wanted to see what that was, and see if my love of watching films would translate into loving making them.
Which it clearly did.
It did, and I had the patience for it. One does not know the dedication it requires, and how time-consuming it is, to make a movie until you do it. And I liked it. I was certainly not the most talented student in my group, but I still found I had just enough talent to be able to build on.
Do you think that your academic education is beneficial to you now as a director?
I do have to credit my education in literature and history. You study the human story of what people do and try to get at why they do those things. A sense of narrative. History is narrative, and literature is obviously narrative. Presenting characters, selecting events from their lives, and getting at motivations. The best historians write with the same urgency and flourish as great novelists. The great historians have a prose style as fluid and compelling as novelists do.
You were 35 when you made your first feature film. Does it necessarily take a long time to become a director?
Not for everybody, but for me it did. I was 35. But that's a fairly standard average age for making a first feature film. Many high-profile film directors made their first feature film at about that age, like mid-30s. And don't forget that back then, everybody started working earlier too.
Don't you think that's for a good reason? I mean, it's hard for a 25-year-old person to handle a $20 million budget.
You don't need $20 million to make a feature film nowadays. We live in an age where there are no more excuses. The means of production are readily accessible. You can make a feature film with your smartphone. It's amazing the age we live in. You have a movie camera in your pocket, and it's even with sync sound. It's unbelievable. When something is happening, you can just point your phone camera at it.
Thank you very much, Mike. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody. And here we are with our weekly program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we are happy to have Mike Watson, the famous comedy actor and film director, as well as the winner of numerous awards. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me here today.
As an actor and a film director, are you upset when you see a bad movie?
In my opinion, films have unparalleled power to influence culture. Of course, it bothers me to see that power abused. It appalls me when that power is abused to make money, to show irresponsible acts or even violence, and essentially give people a Roman circus in a movie theater for $10. I get upset after seeing some films. Some of them are completely awful.
Do you see your job as kind of a responsibility then?
No, I mean, anybody can do anything they want. But the power of films to move, the power to serve as a mirror for our society, the power to spread a sense of humanity and make people laugh, never stopped to impress me. Chaplin made the whole world laugh for the very first time at the same things, and with no words. Film is truly a universal language. Like so many things, I wish it were used more as a weapon of beauty rather than a weapon of ugliness.
Have you always wanted to be a film director?
I've been a genuine film fan for about as long as I can remember. I've always been crazy about movies. And then I went to Stanford and was considering which graduate school to apply to. And I wasn't even thinking that I wanted to be a film director. I was thinking that I wanted to go to a film school. I just wanted to see what that was, and see if my love of watching films would translate into loving making them.
Which it clearly did.
It did, and I had the patience for it. One does not know the dedication it requires and how time-consuming it is to make a movie until you do it. And I liked it. I was certainly not the most talented student in my group, but I still found I had just enough talent to be able to build on.
Do you think that your academic education is beneficial to you now as a director?
I do have to credit my education in literature and history. You study the human story of what people do and try to get at why they do those things. A sense of narrative. History is narrative, and literature is obviously narrative. Presenting characters, selecting events from their lives, and getting at motivations. The best historians write with the same urgency and flourish as great novelists. The great historians have a prose style as fluid and compelling as novelists do.
You were 35 when you made your first feature film. Does it necessarily take a long time to become a director?
Not for everybody, but for me it did. I was 35, but that's a fairly standard average age for making a first feature film. Many high-profile film directors made their first feature film at about that age, like mid-30s. And don't forget that back then, everybody started working earlier too.
Don't you think that's for a good reason? I mean, it's hard for a 25-year-old person to handle a $20 million budget.
You don't need $20 million to make a feature film nowadays. We live in an age where there are no more excuses. The means of production are readily accessible. You can make a feature film with your smartphone. It's amazing the age we live in. You have a movie camera in your pocket, and it's even with sync sound. It's unbelievable. When something is happening, you can just point your phone camera at it.
Thank you very much, Mike. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.